Book 7, Canto 2, The Parable of the Search for the Soul, page 479 to 481. The Immaculate Divine All-Wonderful casts into the argent purity of his soul his splendor and his greatness and the light of self-creation in time's infinity, as into a sublimely mirroring glass. Man in the world's life works out the dreams of God. But all is there, even God's opposites. He is a little front of nature's works, a thinking outline of a cryptic force. All she reveals in him, that is in her. Her glories walk in him and her darknesses. Man's house of life holds not the gods alone. There are occult shadows. There are tenebrous powers. Inhabitants of life's ominous nether rooms. A shadowy world's stupendous denizens. A careless garden of his nature's powers. Man harbors dangerous forces in his house. The Titan and the Fury and the Jinn lie bound in the subconscious cavern pit. And the beast grovels in his antry den. Dire mutterings rise and murmur in their drowse. Insurgent sometimes raises its huge head, a monstrous mystery lurking in life's deeps. The mystery of dark and fallen worlds, the dread visages of the adversary kings. The dreadful powers held down within his depths become his masters or his ministers. Enormous, they invade his bodily house, can act in his acts, infest his thought and life. Inferno surges into the human air and touches all with a perverting breath. Grey forces like a thin miasma creep, stealing through chinks in his closed mansion's doors, discoloring the walls of upper mind in which he lives his fair and specious life, and leave behind a stench of sin and death. Not only rise in him perverse drifts of thought and formidable formless influences, but there come presences and awful shapes. Tremendous forms and faces mount dim steps and stare at times into his living rooms, or called up for a moment's passionate work, lay a dire customs claim upon his heart. Aroused from sleep, they can be bound no more, afflicting the daylight and alarming night, invading at will his outer tenement, the stark gloom's grisly, dire inhabitants. mounting into God's light, all light perturb. All they have touched or seen, they make their own. In nature's basement lodge, mind's passages fill. Disrupt thought's links and musing's sequences. Break through the soul's stillness with a noise and cry. Or they call the inhabitants of the abyss. Invite the instincts to forbidden joys. A laughter wake of dread, demoniac mirth. And with nether riot and revel shake life's floor. Impotent to quell his terrible prisoners. Appalled, the householder helpless sits above. Taken from him, his house is his no more. He is bound and forced, a victim of the play. Or allured, joys in the mad and mighty din. His nature's dangerous forces have arisen and hold at will a rebel's holiday. Aroused from the darkness where they crouched in the depths, prisoned from the sight, they can be held no more. His nature's impulses are now his lords. Once quelled or wearing specious names and vests, infernal elements, demon powers are there. Man's lower nature hides these awful guests. Their vast contagion grips sometimes man's world.